My view is big semifinal. Two big games, but speaking about this one, a big game, really big. Both teams in the limits, and the result in the edge, and the result speaks by itself. 1-1 there, 0-0 here. Extra time, one goal to decide. Big semi-final, really.
Has this team shown you something new tonight, Jose?
Our team?
Yeah.
You know, I think I always say to the players that during the game, normally a difficult moment arrives. The difficult moment arrived in the first half, and we coped with the difficult moment. Liverpool was good. Liverpool was better than us. Liverpool was creating, and we cope with that. You know, we have to be humble and intelligent to cope with the difficult moment of the game, and wait for the right moment to be in control of the game. That moment arrived in the second half. In the second half, we were dominant. We create. We should score. Mignolet was amazing, and when we scored the goal in the extra time, after that, the team showed me maturity, control. So I think big game, big experience is good for a team to improve, to play against a very good team. And we played against a very good team.
Did you miss the goal?
Yeah. I missed the goal.
Yeah. That was a bit strange.
I missed the goal, yeah. I missed the goal.
Jose, three big incidents involving Costa, two stamps and one penalty.
You know, I don't know what you understand by stamp. I think that maybe you are already influenced by I'm going to use a word that put me in trouble, but I think this time I cannot be punished to say that there is a campaign on the television with a certain pundit that is saying Diego Costa crimes. This guy must be nuts. The guy that is saying that must be nuts. I saw the incidents. About the penalty, I don't speak. I prefer not to speak. I leave it with you, because if I comment that, I can be in trouble, and I don't want to be. What you call stamps and Sky calls crimes, I have to say that absolutely accidental. He goes to the ball, he chases the ball, the opponent is on the floor, they have a contact, he puts his foot there when he's looking to the ball. So, great campaign. We know how much that pundit loves Chelsea and particularly loves me, but when you are there and you are paid, and you are very well paid, much more than some managers that they have to put their ass every 90 minutes, every weekend on the bench. These guys, they have a very good seat, very good money, no pressure. They are always right. They never lose. They always win. But they have to be fair and they have to be honest.
Jason, who is it?
Forget it. Let's go to Wembley. Come on.
Jose, you're going to Wembley, but...
Come on, let's go to Wembley.
Jose,
Chelsea supporters, they were fantastic. They were fantastic today. Chelsea supporters, they were fantastic. The victory is for them. The defeat of... No, it's another campaign. the defeat of the last weekend is for us, not for the supporters, it's for us. It's our history. It's our history. The defeat of the last weekend is our history. Is our ashamed? I don't know how to express myself well. Today is for the supporters. They were fantastic. They were fantastic. So, let's go to Wembley.
Did they give you the extra 25%? Did they give you the extra 25% that you were asking for?
No, they gave everything. They gave everything. I was already saying to the radios. I had a chance to say that. I think Ivanovic Boot should go direct to the academy, should be in the lobby of the academy for the kids to walk every day in the academy and to see a boot completely full of blood. His foot cannot go there. His foot with the big cut and lots of stitches, but the boot, and the boot is white, which helps. The boot completely red, full of blood. I think should be direct to the academy, and that's only one example. They gave absolutely everything, but we don't. I don't like normally to speak about the opponents, but if I can speak well, I speak, and I have to say, for me, Liverpool very good. Great work by Brendan. He changed completely the team from the beginning of the season. Things were not going well. He was intelligent, he was bright. Changed the team. The team is now again in the top level. And I think it's fair to say that Liverpool was very, very good over the two legs.
Jose, what were you saying to your team talk? Was on your knees, Jose? After 90 minutes, you were on your knees giving a team talk. Was it?
I had some players on the floor, and I want to be there just to say a couple of things, and nothing more than that. Wasn't.
Did you get further injuries tonight that are going to cause you problems for Saturday?
Fabregas, Felipe, and Branislav. But Branislav could finish the game, and Fabregas and Felipe, they couldn't. In this moment, I don't know. Felipe was a calf, and Fabregas was an hamstring. But Fabregas told me, I'm not yet injured. I will be in a few minutes, so it was more of a precaution. I don't know, but in this moment, it doesn't matter. Everybody is happy. The group deserves, and we are very happy to go to the final.
Andy, Jose, what were you saying to Phil Dowd that made you miss the goal?
I was saying that Lucas and Anderson they should be off with two yellow cards.
Jose, just for sake of clarity, because you raised it, which pundit are you talking? We're not sure who you mean.
I don't know. I don't know his name, because when I see him, I switch off the television.
Jay read that,
Jose. So they were back per Zuma today. I mean, semi-final, big game.
Zuma.
Zuma's performance.
Very good. Very good. Play against Sterling is something that I don't think nobody enjoys, because the kid is very good, is very quick. Zuma coped so well with that Brendan brought Balotelli and put Sterling playing on the sides, because in the middle was quite difficult for him. Zuma is very quick, is very fast. He learned so quick positioning. So in spite of he's a 20-year-old kid, very, very, very mature, not obviously an ended product, but a kid with great potential.
Expect to see him more, or Gary Cahill will be coming back?
He's playing in the Premier League. He didn't play many matches. He started against Newcastle. He played against Tottenham and a couple of minutes against some other teams in the Capital Cup. He was playing every game, and also in the FA Cup. He didn't play in Liverpool, but I think in this moment we have these three central defenders, and I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. If today we play 2 hours of football and we lose, I would be more worried. They are happy, when you are happy, I think you can cope with fatigue. Obviously, we have fatigue. Obviously, we play 2 hours, and we have to play Saturday again, and City doesn't. But it's not something that I'm going to speak in the press conference before City. No problem.
Who won the final?
Sorry?
Who won the final?
I want the team that deserves to be. They are also in this moment with a very short result. Anything can happen tomorrow. I wish the best team can be in the final.
Okay.
It's not just the pundits who feel that way about Diego. Brendan Rodgers also feels that Diego's too good a player to do stuff like that, that's what he says.
Yeah?
It's not just the defense. Describe it as nasty.
He worked in Chelsea in my time for a few years, but we are very different persons. I don't know if he learned something with me or not. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But we are different persons. I could speak about Skrtel, I don't. He goes to the television and he speaks about Courtois. He forgets Mignolet. I speak about Courtois and Mignolet. He speaks about my goalkeeper. I speak about my goalkeeper, but also about his goalkeeper. He forgets his goalkeeper work to say that Courtois played fantastic. I could do the same and say that Mignolet was fantastic today. But I don't forget my goalkeeper, because my goalkeeper helped me to be in the final. So, different profiles. He is what he is. He's a fantastic manager, but we are different persons.
Thank you.